JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So, where do you want to start?
Well, okay, where do we start? So think back, March 2020, so peak COVID uncertainty, the GFC. Look, in the last 24 hours, Mike, we've seen volatility in share markets, the likes of which we haven't seen since those heady days of sort of market gyrations that are now very much etched into financial market history. So right now we are adding another chapter to that weighty tome. So yeah, if we take a wander through the last 24 hours, we came into work yesterday with the rather frightening honour of being the first market to trade after the weekend that we'd seen the news that China would place reciprocal tariffs against the reciprocal tariffs. President Trump, well, he had been golfing, channeling his inner Emperor Nero, who supposedly fiddled while Rome burned. Anyway, the New Zealand and Australian markets sort of played catch up. And in the end, the NZX 50 fell 3.68%. That's a chunky move for the local index back to levels seen in January last year. Fairly indiscriminate selling for the record. Companies like Mainfreight edging down just under 7% on fears of lower levels of global trade. But you've got Fletcher Building, Sky City, Fonterra, they all fell, all had more than 6% falls. Australia, they topped our 3.68%. They fell 4.2%. Resources hit quite hard there. But the truly remarkable price action yesterday, Mike, was evident in the Asian markets, obviously reacting to potential for full-blown trade war between China and the US. And just remarkable numbers here, Mike. I've been doing this for 40 years, and these were eye-opening yesterday. The Hang Seng Index, that's Hong Kong, lots of China exposure there, that fell 13.2%. in the trading session. The Nikkei in Japan, the Nikkei 225, fell 7.8%. Shanghai Composite, China Index, 7.3%. Shenzhen, that's another exchange there, that was down over 10%. So Liberation Day became Obliteration Day for those exchanges. US markets, Mike, are just equally remarkable. The US futures trade in our time zone, they look pretty ugly, sort of falls 3 to 5%, but they then rallied back overnight in an equally remarkable display of volatility. From the session lows to the highs, the S&P has logged a range of over 8%. That is just crazy. Well, last time we saw that back in March 2020, the banking sector, Mike, that's getting hit particularly hard over fears of slowing US economy. Just quickly stepping through the other markets, interest rates, they've been falling despite fears of inflation because slowing growth trumps inflation worries. Treasury, US Treasury markets, they've done the 10-year Treasury's done a 30-point basis point move overnight. They've gone back up. That's crazy. Currencies, Kiwi, it's fallen to flirt with 55 cents sitting there at the moment. If it goes through 55 cents, Mike, there's not a lot of support until, I don't know, 50 cents. The oil price, $64. Overnight, that saw it down to 62. I guess that's good news from an inflation point of view. But, Mike, there is so much going on, it's just challenging to keep up.
Isn't that true? I saw the Australian dollar at 59. I saw oil below 60 for a while there. So what? I mean, we know it's driving it, but this is weird, isn't it? Because you can explain the GFC and you can explain COVID, but how do you explain him?
Look, I'll just make a few comments, Mike. You know, every sell-off of this nature sort of feels different. I've seen a few. Look, over the last 100 years, we've seen bear markets in the S&P 500, I think sort of about 15 times. So they happen. These things do happen. They're part of the financial market experience. But if I look to, say, March 2020, another difficult time, peak COVID uncertainty, look, it did become evident then that there was going to be a reasonably coordinated global response, fiscal monetary policy could be applied. This sort of own goal of a sell-off doesn't have an easily identifiable circuit breaker. And compounding the issue, Mike, I mean, I hate to say it, but the US government, the US administration now has a credibility issue because those tariff calculations were nonsensical. So I ask you the question, how does a rational, considered administration respond? And I think that's the conversation going on around the world now. Look, my simple view, Mike, is I don't think US import tariffs can be negotiated away. I think President Trump is committed, but I think they can be lowered and the effects can be mitigated. So we'll talk about this through the week. Right now, investors, unfortunately, they just need to be patient.
Righto, brace yourself. Here they come. Numbers,
please.
Oh,
here we go. Well, this is the crazy thing. The Dow Jones is up it's down 61 points at the moment, so it's barely moved, actually. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ is up over 1%, but this is very much a point in time. Anything could happen between now and when they close. The FTSE 100 down 353 points, that's 4.4%. The Nikkei, as I said, down 2,644 points, 7.8%. Shanghai Composite down 7.3%, 3096. The Aussies yesterday closed at 7343, 4.2% fall. NZX 50, 3.68% fall, 11,775. Kiwi dollar, 0.5549, 0.9247 against the Aussie, 0.5070 against the euro, 0.4347 against the pound, 82.1 against Japanese yen. Gold, $2,972. And Brent crude has actually tipped back up, $65.06. But yeah, crazy times, Mike.
Unreal, mate. Appreciate your time. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.